Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this podcast talks about what went down at WrestleMania 37 Night 1. Expect spoilers from the start. WrestleMania 37 Night 1 makes history. However, there are some weather concerns heading into Night 2 that we'll tell you about shortly. Plus, the Raw announced team is all change. For Sunday, April the 11th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Throughout this past year, our WWE superstars performed tirelessly for all of you. Week after week, month after month, but we all knew there was something missing. Something very important. The most important. That would be all of you, our fans, the WWE Universe. And as we emerge from this dreadful pandemic, on behalf of our entire WWE family, we would simply like to say thank you and welcome you to WrestleMania!
Even on my darkest day,
Lashley's gonna stand there, run his mouth. I do not care. It is Wrestle Freaking Mania. I love the match right here, right now, in the back. Drop his ass. I do not care. This match will happen tonight.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Almost 1 foot!
And now the humiliation of being pinned by the 1 foot of Omos.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Okay, I've seen it all now.
A buddy destroyer.
We've seen a number of personalities from outside WWE perform here, but not at this level.
Buddy up now, top rope.
Oh, still not. What
we got here? Bad Buddy, cross body. Banks lands on her feet. Bianca, and now again grabs the hair. Oh my God! K.O.D.
No way.
It's a death.
No way.
It's a Banks and a kick out. A kick out by Sasha.
No.
WrestleMania 37, Night 1 is in the books, and it was a history-making night at Raymond James Stadium. Now, it wasn't without its technical and environmental issues, which we will get to shortly, but in-ring, some major new chapters were written. On his first night as a WWE competing star, Omos, making his WrestleMania debut as well as his in-ring debut, alongside AJ Styles, defeated The New Day. And together, Omos and AJ Styles are the new Raw Tag Team Champions. This means a grand slam for AJ Styles. Congratulations to you. And to Omos. What a night. Your first match in a WWE ring. It's at WrestleMania. And you win a championship. It's amazing stuff for Omos. And you know what? A decent performance from Omos as well. Talking of performances, Bad Bunny made his wrestling debut and left jaws on the floor with the performance that he pulled out on the night as well. like the stuff that Bad Bunny was doing in this match shocked everybody. It was a great showing for Bad Bunny. However, everybody is talking about the main event. For the first time ever, two black women headlined WrestleMania. And in that match, Bianca Belair defeated Sasha Banks to become the new SmackDown Women's Champion. A match fully deserving of its main event status, and one that I believe people will be talking about for a long time to come. We'll be talking about it later on what happened at WrestleMania Night 1 and WrestleMania Night 1 graded, both on the Cultaholic YouTube channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we have your attention, please? Please be advised that severe weather, including lightning, is within the immediate vicinity of Raymond James Stadium at this time. We are asking that all fans seek shelter on the covered concourse nearest your seat.
For the first time in 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, we welcome the WWE Universe live. You are looking live at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay as we welcome you to the greatest spectacle in live entertainment. This is WrestleMania. Michael Cole, Byron Saxton, Samoa Joe, but we regret to inform you at this point in time that we are being told that we're going to, we'll have to pause for a weather delay here in Tampa Bay. Joe, you're a Tampa Bay native. You understand that this is the lightning capital of the world.
Indeed it is, and obviously we care very much about the safety of our fans, so we're going to take a little bit of time and do this right. And like I said, Michael, all good things are worth waiting for, and we've waited a long time to be here at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and Byron, the irony in all this is the WWE fans waited hours to get inside the stadium today. They're finally here. They're ready to just burst with emotion, and now we've got to settle things down for just a little bit.
Now, WrestleMania didn't start off as well as people had hoped. The much talked about storm rolling across Florida led to several occasions where the stadium was cleared out over fears of lightning strikes. In fact, the second time this happened, it was just 10 minutes after the show went live on pay-per-view. We'd had the roster assembled on the entrance for Vince McMahon to welcome fans back to wrestling. We'd had the national anthem from Bebe Rexha. We had a video package. And then we cut to Michael Cole, who is ringside with Byron Saxton and Samoa Joe, to say, we're going to take a brief pause here. This led to 40 minutes of backstage promos and stalling before the show properly started. There were issues with some of the technical equipment as well, and the wet conditions on the ramp saw at least one wrestler stack it on the way to the ring. We are thinking of you, Mandy Rose. Regardless, WrestleMania happened. Just as the show was getting underway, I caught up with Daisy Ruth, our correspondent from WFLA News in Tampa, who was at the event watching all of this go down.
Tom, the mood in Raymond James Stadium was a little bit off this evening, obviously, as fans were basically kind of shuttled in and out of the stadium due to weather. And we know Tampa Bay is the lightning capital of the world, and it did not disappoint this evening. This is the first time that WrestleMania has been under a weather delay, a lightning delay. So it was a little weird. And here where I have been sitting in the press box, where I will be whenever anybody is listening to this, this is Saturday night. I will be here on Sunday night as well. We can really hear the still piped in crowd noise. So we're not really hearing a lot of the fans. But as I was coming into the stadium before it started to rain, things were really good, but that rain did indeed put a big damper on the mood of everybody. So hopefully tomorrow, it's supposed to be a little worse. Sunday, whenever, of course, anybody's listening to this, supposed to be a little worse weather-wise, but I mean, fans are still excited. They are just a little damp.
And in terms of the seating arrangement and stuff, Daisy, how's it looking there?
So the seating is definitely very different here at WrestleMania this year. If you've seen anything in America with the baseball league, Major League Baseball, they have these cardboard cutouts, and that is definitely what is going on here at WrestleMania. That's how people are spaced out. There is how we've been mentioning pods, but it does kind of look from where I'm sitting like a full crowd. We have these cardboard cutouts and then actual fans. And the process was pretty easy to go through here at Raymond James Stadium. You did have to go through an app to take a health questionnaire, and have your temperature checked and things like that. But that's something that we here in Tampa Bay are taking as a standard now. So pretty easy to get through. It was just the weather that was causing all of our problems this evening.
Problems that nearly stopped the show altogether. Isn't that right, Daisy?
So yes, you mentioned weather postponement, Tom. That was obviously a thing tonight. First time in history that that happened. And Sunday is not looking great from what we've heard from our meteorologists, from what I heard when I left the station after I printed my press credentials today. Sunday is not looking great, but as I've learned in my past 4 years here in Florida, Florida weather can change on a dime. So I'm trying not to worry, but I do feel bad for these fans who were kind of in and out, underneath the concourse, back to their seats, underneath the concourse with the lightning warning. So hopefully Sunday, night two of WrestleMania, it'll go off without a hitch and we can all have some fun.
My thanks to Daisy Ruth from WFLA News in Tampa. And yeah, the weather is the concern for tonight. Not looking great. Thunderstorms are expected throughout the day in Florida, with scattered ones during WrestleMania itself. Not only is it going to be wet, it's going to be very, very muggy as well. The beginning of WrestleMania, we're looking at around 73 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's only going to drop about 71 by the end of the night. So it's gonna be a warm one, it's gonna be a wet one, hopefully one that doesn't have too much stop starts as we experience tonight. And hopefully if it does end up having some stop start, they're a little bit more prepared for it and they kind of know what they will do in the event of the show coming to a halt for a time being. Of course, throughout the day there will be no doubt other news about WrestleMania emanating from Raymond James Stadium. And when we know more about it, the first place you will get that news is at Cultaholic.com.
Back to the future, we check. There was a time when Toronto, Ontario, Canada was the center of the baseball universe. I know, tough to imagine, right? But hop in your DeLorean and gun it to 88 miles an hour, because with the Blue Jays attempting to go back to the future, we check out when the flux capacitor was in full flex north of the border.
Looking to the Raw after WrestleMania, it's going to have a very different sound to it, as Wrestling Inc. broke the news that the commentary table is changing up. And we are welcoming Canadian sportscaster Adnan Virk to the table. He is going to take over play-by-play commentary on Raw from Monday. He is going to be replacing Tom Phillips. Now, Tom Phillips has been doing commentary since last year for Monday Night Raw and was conspicuous by his absence throughout WrestleMania weekend as well. Now, the story of Adnan Virk is quite an interesting one. He worked for ESPN from 2010 to 2019, and he was fired for allegedly leaking ESPN information, something that he has admitted in interviews with the Washington Post that was a mistake. He says, I would have thought that everything I'd done for the company would count for something. Whatever happens in life, you say, what's the action? What's the result of the action? Who's the person? And how important are they to the company? Ultimately, I'm hurt that I was responsible for doing something I thought was relatively benign. I feel like they wanted to make an example out of me. What I can say is that I was a good corporate citizen and I was proud of that. I loved working at ESPN. I used to get made fun of for going to every town hall. I know the difference between being important information and something trivial. And in my mind, this was so trivial that it wasn't a huge deal. And these are the words of Adnan Virk on his dismissal from ESPN. And now he is joining the Monday Night Raw announced team. And it's not just Virk that's coming in. So Andrew Zarian, who was the guy that previously broke the news of NXT moving to Tuesday, so there is a good track record here. He tweeted out, quote, I can confirm the report by Wrestling Inc. that Raw is getting a change-up for the announced team. Corey, Byron, and Adnan Virk are headed to Raw. So Tom Phillips is gone. Adnan Virk replaces him. Byron Saxton remains as part of Raw. Corey Graves coming in, replacing Samoa Joe. Now, with Samoa Joe seemingly off the Raw announce table, does this open up the conversation as to whether or not we'll see an in-ring return for Samoa Joe? Now, nothing has been confirmed to suggest that this is happening. He could very well just move to SmackDown to go and work with Michael Cole, or whatever, but it certainly will start that question being asked once again, whether or not we will see Samoa Joe back in a WWE ring. Florida has very much been the center of the wrestling universe since Thursday, as multiple independent promotions and bodies have descended upon Florida for a series of wrestling shows all the way up to WrestleMania weekend. I think I've said this before, that WrestleMania now feels a bit like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where lots of wrestling companies will come and put on shows to showcase the talent that they have. I've got a roundup of some of the independent shows that have gone on since Thursday. I've tried my best to cover everything. Apologies if I miss out your promotion or if I miss out one that you went to. GCW kicked off their collective remix on Thursday. There were a few incidents early on. I think this was a case with a lot of outdoor shows, extremely high temperatures near the end of last week, bearing down on venues. It led to some cases of exhaustion and dehydration. But by the time we got into the rigors of the week, things started to sort of sort themselves out. There were things put in place to make sure that everybody was healthy and fit going forward. Jimmy Floyd's Generation F set the pace for GCW for the days ahead. Gabriel Sky leaving jaws on the floor with a Spanish fly off a wall through an assortment of chairs and doors just outside the Cuban Club. Despite some absences from the advertised card, day one of the Acid Cup went down really well with audiences as well who attended. AJ Gray and Spider Nate Webb headlined that one. AJ Gray, you're going to hear a couple of times throughout this. We'll get to him again soon. IWTV's Family Reunion. It was a two-parter that featured the defense of the IWA Mid-South Heavyweight title from John Wayne Murdoch. He defeated former Impact star Jake Crist. Also, we saw Lee Moriarty returning his IWTV title against Edith Surreal, formerly known as Still Life with Apricots and Pears, former guest on Desert Island Grabs. As the sun set on Thursday, a huge card was presented at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. This featured a cross-section of stars, past and present, in a very unique no-rope environment. If you're not familiar with Bloodsport, it is something that really does stand out on a week like this. Davey Boy Smith Jr.'s knockout win over KTB was a highlight, but the bloody battle that saw Josh Barnett defeat John Moxley by stoppage in the main event was the true stealer of the day. Despite his loss, John Moxley had nothing but good things to say post-battle.
You are right about one thing. We are not about catchphrases. I've been trying to think of one for like 10 years and I ain't come up with shit. But we are, me, Josh Barnett, all the athletes in the back and the other 11 masters on this show, all the guys and girls that come out here on the Bloodsport and bust their ass and show their skills and lay their soul bare. You hardcore wrestling fans, you hardcore motherfuckers that came here to the collective, that came here last Monday weekend. You give your heart and soul and your blood and sweat and tears while you make it your job to pay the tickets, the t-shirts, and you support in your wrestling. You give your heart and soul to this business just like we do. So we want to thank, just like Josh said, we want to thank all of you.
Moving into Friday, we saw GCW For the Culture. From the creative mind of AJ Gray came a card that celebrated people of color from around the wrestling world. We saw Impact Knockout tag champions Fire and Flavor in action defending their belts, AJ Gray defeating JTG, and we saw Too Cold Scorpio rolling back the years once again in a belter against Rich Swann. Alley Cat's Real Hot Girl Shit followed on from that. Faye Jackson's Sweatpants Battle Royal. We talked about this on Desert Island Graps with Faye Jackson just the other week. An eye-popping encounter that would actually be Faye's final offering to the wrestling world. She announced her retirement following an injury just a week before this. Pretty emotional show this was. Not only did we see Too Cold Scorpio inducted into the Grey Sweatpants Hall of Fame, because he has a bit of a history for, you know, his thing. But also the late Shad Gaspard was inducted as well. And it was following these inductions that JTG, Shad Gaspard's former partner in crime time, outlasted everyone in the Battle Royal to win the match in honour of Shad Gaspard. Really lovely moment there. Ally Cat's opponent was meant to be Faye Jackson for this show, but obviously due to the aforementioned injury, she was subbed in by a very game Billy Starks. She put on a great show with the captain of this card. Meanwhile, Tony Deppen's Beer House brought the boozy goodness, with new Acid Cup winner Jordan Oliver headlining against J.D. Drake. And what is that about the Acid Cup? Well, just before this, we saw Jordan Oliver cutting this path through Braden Lee, Calvin Tankman, and finally Lee Moriarty to become the winner of the third annual Acid Cup tournament. GCW Spring Break saw Nick Gage. Finally, somebody defeated Ricky Shane Page. Nick Gage is the new GCW champion. No rest for the wicked, though. Post-match, we saw Gage confronted by John Moxley. They got into it. Mox dropping in with a paradigm shift. And it looks like John Moxley has a date with Game Changer Wrestling down the road. Some big matches went down as part of VXS's Lucid Dream Show. Impact champion Rich Swann opened the night beating KTB. We saw JTG back in action. He beat Dr. Cube with a surprise run-in by former WWE guy Big Cass. He was there for the card as well. Loki and Leo Rush headlined it. A very well-received main event from those two. Some big stuff went down as part of Effie's Big Gay Brunch 2. That was up next. We see Ashton Starr winning the inaugural Boy Butter Lube Slippery Scramble match. It was exactly what it says on the tin. Also, Effie defeated Ace Perry in the much-anticipated Soul on a Pole match, after which Effie presented Ace with his very soul. Paro and Odinson, a.k.a. The End, they were a destructive force in the Twink Hunter Tag Team Gauntlet match. And following a fracas at a previous show, AJ Gray and Billy Dixon tore strips off each other in the main event of Effie's Big Gay Brunch in a pup collar match. IWTV's final show of yesterday saw Davey Painting picking up a very popular win in a four-way to become the top indie title contender. Also, GCW's day ended on with a high note as well. Alex Colon's Planet Death, a tribute to the art of deathmatch wrestling and to Danny Havoc, who passed away last year. And Unsanctioned Pro put on a show that started off outside, ended up inside. The weather was turning as they were getting underway, so everybody moved inside the Cuban Club to finish that. They got that finished off nicely. That's a little round the houses of GCW, IWTV, and other independent events. There's still a few more to come today from Florida, now that hopefully the weather is going to be a little bit better in the morning than it will be in the evening. We may see more outdoor wrestling for outside the Cuban Club from GCW and IWTV. We'll let you know more at cultaholic.com, or just search out Game Changer Wrestling and IWTV on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On Twitter. And finally, just going to take some time to go through night two of WrestleMania 37. These are the matches that we're going to be getting from Raymond James Stadium this evening, kicking off once again at 8 Eastern, 1 p.m. British summertime. All being well, can't predict the weather, can you? The Raw Women's Championship on the line tonight. Asuka defending against Rhea Ripley. A match that many believe should have been Charlotte Flair's match or was going to be Charlotte Flair's match. However, a mistaken pregnancy plus a COVID positive test has ruled Charlotte Flair seemingly out of WrestleMania for this year. Big E defends his Intercontinental Championship against Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight. A match that nobody knew the rules to when they announced it. I'm hoping by now they've figured out the rules. We'll find out later, won't we? Kevin Owens goes one-on-one with Sami Zayn, a feud that goes back decades now on the WrestleMania stage, with Logan Paul, the unusual factor in this one. He'll be in Sami Zayn's corner tonight. No doubt Logan Paul will want to get involved. Not just having seen Bad Bunny storm it last night, but Logan Paul isn't adverse to getting amongst it and getting physical in situations like this. So don't be surprised if you see Logan Paul getting involved tonight in some way, shape, or form. We see the Women's Tag Team Championships on the line. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. And we now know they'll defend those belts against the winners of Tag Team Turmoil, Natalya and Tamina. The US Championship on the line as Riddle goes one-on-one with Sheamus. We will see The Fiend and Randy Orton tie up their storyline tonight in a one-on-one match. Expect plenty of shenanigans from that one. And the rumors speculating that Alexa Bliss is going to unveil a mask tonight from numerous sources. A slightly new look for Alexa Bliss potentially this evening. We'll find out together, won't we? And in the main event of the evening, it is a triple threat match for the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns defending against Edge. He's got Paul Heyman in his corner. He's not defending against Paul Heyman. It's Roman Reigns defending against Edge and Daniel Bryan. If you didn't see the fire promos from SmackDown, that is what you have to do today. Go watch those promos and thank me later. On the YouTube channel, by the way, live reactions from Adam Pacitti tonight from midnight. Pacitti will be live on YouTube. You can watch WrestleMania with him at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. On the channel itself later today, night one of WrestleMania graded and what happened at. And tomorrow you'll get night two, what happened at and graded as well. On the podcast feed today, brand new episode of Desert Island Graps hosted by Jack on this occasion. Jack the Jobber meeting up with UK battle rap star Shotty Horror. They talk about wrestling. They talk about a time that he spilt a scalding hot cup of tea on Keith Lee. Scary story. Hear that from Shotty Horror later on today. And for the latest news heading into night two of WrestleMania 37, you can get it from cultaholic.com throughout the day. Enjoy WrestleMania and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.